Christmas and a happy new year. Good tidings.
Hello there and welcome. You're listening to week 5 and the final week of Santa's Secrets. It's not long now until Christmas is here. We've got 3 days to go. The countdown is on. Santa, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm very good. I'm very excited. I'm always excited to be here, of course, but just like children who have trouble sleeping when it's only 3 more sleeps to Christmas, I get a bit too excited to sleep as well. I sometimes find myself listening out to see if I'm on the roof about to appear with presents.
Oh my gosh, I thought you would have lived in an igloo, Santa.
Do you know what an ig is?
Oh, an ig is a singular house, right? An ice house. An igloo is plural. Is that right?
No, actually, an ig is an igloo without a toilet.
Oh, it took me a second to get it.
It's a silly dad joke, but good. I'm glad you laughed. I can feel good about that.
Oh, well, Santa, you always make me laugh. And hey, I've got some questions for you now. From our 2SER listeners, the kids have jumped on. Lily from French's Forest, she has a question for you, Santa. Let's play it.
How do you visit everybody in the world in one whole night?
Oh, Lily, or as Roger Daltrey once said, Lily, oh Lily, pictures of Lily. Lily, what a great question. How do I manage to visit and deliver presents to all the children in one night? Well, of course, I use a bit of Christmas magic and also some of the best reindeer that have ever pulled a sled ever. They do most of the hard work, I must confess.
Those damn good reindeers.
Lily, oh Lily.
That segues quite perfectly into our next question from another 2SER listener by the name of Noah. He's from Round Corner, which to me sounds like a made-up suburb, but it's actually real.
It is. It's not at the bottom of the garden through the magic forest past the fairy dust. It is an actual place. It's near Dural, I believe.
Yes, that is correct, Santa. You are right onto it. And you know what? It's not just around the corner. It is called Round Corner.
That's the sort of joke I'd make. I like it very much, Eva.
Let's hear from him now.
Hi, Santa. I'm Noah. What does Randy eat for dinner?
Oh, Noah, you have the sweetest little voice.
He does, doesn't he? Well, Noah, what a great question. What do the reindeer eat for dinner? Well, they'll eat a variety of things, and it doesn't just have to be for dinner. It's not like us people who might have cereal for breakfast, but not usually for dinner, and might have meat and 3 veg for dinner, but not usually for breakfast. The reindeer will eat carrots, they'll eat nice grains, grasses, all sorts of yummy reindeer food, but they'll have it whenever they're hungry, so not just at dinner time, which is good because traveling around the world in one night in order for me to deliver presents makes them very hungry. And I suspect you might have asked the question in order to leave something yummy out for them. And you know what? Lots of people leave carrots, but also fruit is good. If you leave sweets, they're not so good for the reindeer, but I will probably tell Mrs. Claus it was them that ate it and not me. But maybe don't leave the reindeer or Santa sweets, because Santa needs to take a little bit of care of his diabetes nowadays. So, you know, a healthy snack's a good thing considering there'll be so many of them left out.
And do you ever keep any snacks for the reindeer while you're on the road? Do you keep them in the sleigh?
Well, look, I used to initially, but I don't have to so much anymore because everyone's so generous. Aww. Not every house, but most houses leave a little something. So the reindeer get very well fed, and most people are very conscious about good things for reindeer to eat. As I say, grasses, vegetables, fruit, crunchy things.
That all sounds very yummy. I would actually indulge in quite a few of those things myself. And I take shape in human form, not reindeer form.
And you don't have a very shiny nose.
And this question is rather similar to the one I actually have from my producer, Aiden. Now, Aiden is from Haberfield. Let's listen to Aiden's question now.
Hey, Santa, I want to know, what do you feed the reindeers to make sure that they're powered to fly? And do they ever get tired when you're flying all around the world on Christmas Eve?
Oh, again, the question, what do they eat? But more specifically, to make them fly, I'm not sure that it is the food that can make them fly. I think that the reindeer have always had a bit of Christmas magic about them. Maybe that's why they ensure they have a healthy diet, just so that they are always fit for purpose, always able to fly. And the other part of the question, of course, is do they get tired? And the fact is, the excitement of just being so busy keeps everyone's energy up. We don't get tired, neither me nor the reindeer, till after it's all over. Then when we go home, oh boy, do we rest.
And all that reindeer power, especially paired with a bit of Christmas magic, goes a long way. I've heard that the Christmas spirit also lifts you and your sleigh up.
Indeed it does. Lots of Christmas spirit.
And you know, this is such a special week because this is the very final week of Santa's Secrets, as Santa has a very busy job in a couple days' time. I thought, why not bring in another producer to ask another question for us? Lorna is in the studio now. Welcome, Lorna.
Hello.
Hello, Lorna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Santa?
Good, thank you. And have you been good?
I've tried.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I mean, look, there's always room for improvement in all of us, but the point is we try.
Now, what is your question, Lorna?
You have a very important and magical job, but if you could do another job, what would it be?
Oh my goodness, what an excellent question. What would I do? Well, I'd certainly miss being Santa Claus, but there are other little jobs that would... Little jobs? I don't mean to be patronising. There are other great important jobs that would enable me to still feel like I was doing important Santa Claus-like work. For example, I imagine I'd love being a postman, a postie, because then I'd still get to deliver presents, sometimes for Christmas, sometimes for birthdays. Unfortunately, I'd also have to deliver bills. That's not the most nice thing to do, I imagine.
But, Santa, that is an awesome response.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Eva. You know, it reminds me of a great little poem.
What's that poem, Santa? Share it with us.
I will. The Postman. I'd like to be a postman and walk along the street, calling out, "Good morning, sir," to gentlemen I meet, ringing every doorbell all along my beat, in my cap and uniform, so very nice and neat. Perhaps I'd have a parasol in case of rain or heat, but I wouldn't be a postman if the walking hurt my feet. Would you?
That was great, Santa. Thank you so much for that. Who was that by?
It was by C.J. Dennis, a great Australian poet of yesteryear.
Thank you so much for that. You saying that reminds me of this one song by The Carpenters. I think you might know it, Santa. It's called Please, Mr. Postman.
Stop!
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait!
Wait, hey, hey, hey,
Mr. Postman.
Probably the greatest way to end our Santa's Secrets episodes here at 2SER. It's been lovely to have you. I can't believe you took the time out of your busy schedule to come and answer our burning questions here at the station.
It's been a pleasure, Eva.
Oh. And can I ask one final question?
Of course.
Am I on the naughty or nice list?
Sometimes you waver, and you know that well, dear Eva. But of course you're on the nice list.
Oh, well, you better be bringing me a big gift this year.
Yes, but make sure you do keep on the nice list. Otherwise, you shall have to join One Nation and change your name to Barnaby Joyce, because you'll be receiving coal.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That was something I was not expecting.
Merry Christmas, everybody.